This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 28th, 2014, the day after Thanksgiving. Globally, we are celebrating Paul Perillo. Are you hungover from turkey?
No.
No, you don't like turkey.
No, I don't.
It's a holiday. He doesn't care for holidays.
Love the
no holiday. Holiday here, though, at Patriots.com. Another Roster Report podcast, and we have some transactions to talk about this week.
Some of them are pretty similar in nature.
Yes. We start out on the 26th, where the Patriots made a series of practice squad transactions. Team released linebacker Deontay Skinner and defensive back Daxton Swanson, adding tight end Xavier Grimble and long snapper Charlie Hewlett. Charlie Hewlett was obviously here for the first week on the practice squad and spent some time with the team this offseason. I am not going to get into much about Xavier Grimble because you'll know in a second. Because on November 28th, that'd be today, the Patriots released tight end Xavier Grimble and long snapper Charlie Hewlett from the practice squad. The discussion this week, Paul, was the fact that Danny Aiken was on the injury report with a concussion and also coming off a game in which he bounced a punt snap, continuing sort of his little bouts of inconsistency that have been an issue for the last year and a half. And some thought maybe they were bringing in Hewlett as an injury concern or to get him ready to maybe replace Aiken, but apparently that is not the case. Paul Perillo, but the biggest... Did you have anything you wanted to add on?
I didn't really have anything I needed to add on that. I think you hit everything.
Biggest surprise of the week coming on Thanksgiving night. Big, big surprise. The team released veteran safety Don Jones, not so much known as a defensive player here in New England, but a special teamer. I believe he was second or third on the team with 8 special teams tackles. Had drawn a lot of praise from Bill Belichick and Matthew Slater and some of the guys in the kicking game. There was even talk from Belichick that he sort of gave the team a number 2 in coverage, and that he was able to take advantage of some one-on-one matchups opposite Slater. And yet he's no longer on the roster, Paul Perillo. And I find it interesting, as of this roster report, Friday afternoon, Patriots have 2 openings on the practice squad and an opening on the active roster. Yeah. Now, one might assume that Silver Salinga could be using the active roster spot. Right?
And he did start practicing this
week?
Started
practicing. But I still find all the timing just a little bit strange in releasing guys without corresponding moves. I mean, some people may assume, okay, Don Jones could be back on the practice squad. He has practice squad eligibility. But usually those moves kind of come together. So you release Don Jones. He's not on the active roster. To put Silver Salinga on maybe later. You didn't do that at the same time, but you did it later in the week, so Don Jones already has a game check, and you release a couple guys from the practice squad. Theoretically, you could be making room for Don Jones, who has not yet, as of this time, to my knowledge, we don't know for sure, cleared waivers. It just, all of it kind of felt a little disjointed in terms of all the moves sort of falling in line.
I don't have the answer for you, but I even wonder if it had something to do with the holiday. They wanted to do it in the holiday and maybe perhaps catch people not necessarily... being as diligent with the wire as maybe they would be on a normal Thursday. You raise a good point. My guess is that Don Jones will be on one of those practice squad spots at some point in the next 24 hours if he clears waivers, and I have no reason to believe he won't.
If you look at it, the Patriots got him off waivers from the Dolphins,
right.
And the Patriots had one of the final 4 waiver claims. So. Right. He was not all that desirable early in the year. I guess you could argue he's done something to maybe make himself a little more desirable, but he made it almost all the way through to start the season.
I know he's one of your favorites, so I'll refrain.
I just like talking to him.
I know.
He's got a good southern whatever.
The Salinga thing is, I mean, today is the first day he practiced, so I don't know if you would want to immediately give him a roster spot, but
that seems a little
certainly
weird.
Certainly seems like it would be a possibility. And the 21-day window for him to be activated were to have begun today, based on what we the information we have.
And if we're piecing two and two together, it'll be a short window if he actually does take that roster spot.
They would only need one of those 21 days in with which to do it.
So interesting. Stay in touch with Patriots.com over the weekend. The Patriots are getting ready to travel on Saturday to Green Bay, so we could have some transactions on the website this weekend in terms of the practice going on. And I'm not ready yet, Chris. Not ready yet. A little premature you were on the music there. Didn't mean to confuse you. Still got the injury report to go over. Kevin Collins taking a holiday, as he usually does often and early. So Chris Ferreira, the great webmaster, stepping into
Be here all day on Saturday and
right,
Sunday.
Right, right. Hardest working. Yeah, whatever. Patriots injury report for the week. A large group of questionable players. Danny Aiken, as I mentioned earlier, had a concussion thanks to a hit, apparently, from C.J. Mosley on the field goal that was negated by the penalty for hitting Danny Aiken late in the win over the Lions. He was limited in practice all week. How is a long snapper limited? Does that mean he didn't do his, like, five long snaps that he would have done?
That's a good question.
Only did four of them. Dan Conley, ankle injury, suffered late in the Lions game. He was limited in practice all week. Dominic Easley, knee injury, limited all week. He missed last week's game due to that injury. Cameron Fleming, the ankle and finger injury, limited all week. He did not suit up last week against the Lions. He's questionable this week. Chandler Jones returned to the practice field this week. First time on the field since that hip injury in week 7 against the Jets, missing 4 weeks of game action, 5 weeks of practice. Bill Belichick said he was, not surprisingly, Paul Perillo, day by day in his recovery.
Correct.
Taking it day by day. Chandler Jones, questionable. Brandon LaFell, shoulder, late diving catch in the Lions game, left the game. He is limited this week and questionable, although he deemed himself right after the game good to go for the next game. Shane Vereen, ankle, limited all week, questionable. And Chris White popped up Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, with an ankle injury. Limited on Thursday, did not practice on Friday. I find that a little bit interesting just because you cut a core special teamer on Thanksgiving and a core special teamer, you know, goes down to an injury and did not practice on Friday. You'd have to think, even though he's questionable, there's a pretty good chance he may not play in Green Bay. Probable players. Tom Brady, ankle, full participation, probable. Marcus Cannon, limited, probable. And Julian Edelman, full participation all week. He is probable. Nate Ebner, finally removed today from the injury report with that finger injury that dates back to, I believe, week 4 in Kansas City when he suffered that finger injury.
Correct.
Finally gone from the injury report. Paul, just in terms of the new injuries, do any of the injuries concern you from the Lions game, whether that be Danny Aiken, Dan Conley, Brandon LaFell, any of those issues?
So LaFell one troubles me a little bit, and I know he said that he was good to go, but you know, he landed right on the shoulder, and I worry, you know, a hit that he might take, or maybe he lands on it again, funny, could, you know, exacerbate that problem. So that's one that's on my mind a little bit. Dan Conley, I think, also, because I think that the way it took them a while to get it sorted out, to get the five they wanted. I think he's an important one of the five, and if he's limited and has to come out, not a good thing.
Looking quickly at the Green Bay Packers injury report, two players questionable. Jarrett Bush, cornerback, groin, did not participate the first 2 days, limited Friday, questionable. Nick Perry, the linebacker, shoulder, DNP, then limited on Friday, questionable. And then they have four guys who are probable. Devontae Adams, the wide receiver, was limited the last couple days. Brandon Bostic, tight end, hip injury, he was limited, then full participation on Friday. T.J. Lang did not practice Wednesday, limited. And then Josh Sitton, the guard, limited all week. He is probable. Anything you'd like to add on that?
Well, just the fact that Adams suffered some sort of injury in practice, because he was not on the injury report on Wednesday and showed up on Thanksgiving. So probably going to go into the game at less than 100%.
And he's been the closest thing they've had to a third option behind, you know, two pretty productive options in Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb.
That is correct.
Paul just said, ooh, mid-sentence.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I wrote Reggie somewhere. I'm going to have to check that.
Reggie Nelson?
No, Reggie Cobb.
Oh. Well, see, we're all, even though it's not PFW in progress, we're always a work
thinking.
In progress here at Patriots.com. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll be back again next Friday. Probably won't be a holiday, so maybe we'll have the real producer. The music won't start early, but Chris did a fine job. Until then, another Patriots.
Chris is here.
.com roster report podcast.
More than I can say for most.
In the books. That's Paul. I'm Andy. Peace out.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.